Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco PAN's conference call to discuss the second quarter of 2014 results. This event is also being broadcasted simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/ir, with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they were made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Inácio Caminha, Investor Relations Superintendent, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Inácio Caminha, you may begin your conference.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank you all for participating in this conference call of Banco PAN and its subsidiaries in the second quarter of 2014. Starting with the highlights on page three, we'll see that Banco PAN maintained a positive trend in the indicators that are most important to its recovery. The origination of assets has maintained its growth trajectory in the long run, reaching a monthly average of 1.22 billion reais in the first half of 2014, 4.6% higher than the 1.17 billion reais in the first half of 2013. The quarterly comparison factored in some events, such as the World Cup, the payroll deduction loan portability, the current moment of the auto loan financing market, and internally, the refinement of the real estate credit origination system, as has been done for the other business lines in the bank. Thus, the second quarter leveled with the first one at 1.2 billion reais. The credit portfolio with retained results ended this quarter at 15.9 million reais, the same level of last quarter, but 13.5% higher than the same quarter of last year. It is precisely the interest earning assets growth that drives the expansion of the bank, and the ongoing capital increase will allow us to keep growing it. The good quality concession also remains as a target, as we can verify by the increase in the percentage of contracts with ratings between AA and C, which represented almost 90%, increasing over the two comparable quarters. In a similar line, our net ALL expenses totaled 352 million reais in the first half of this year, 20% lower than the net expenses in the first half of last year. This result highlights our business expansion being done without compromising credit quality at any time, which means that we have never relaxed the parameters of credit approval to obtain production growth. PAN's net interest margin was 12.1% in the second quarter, above the 11.7% of the previous quarter, but 2.7 percentage points below the second quarter of last year. In this way, PAN presented a consolidated net loss of 70.4 million of reais compared to a 78.6 million net loss in the previous quarter and to a net gain of 12.7 million in the same quarter of last year. The shareholders' equity closed June at 2,157 million reais, and the Basel ratio stood at 11.5%. It is worth remembering that our board of directors has approved an ongoing capital increase up to $1.5 billion in common and preferred shares that, when concluded and authorized by the central bank, will strengthen our capital base and thus allowing us to speed up the credit portfolio growth by decreasing the credit assignments without recourse as a long-term strategy. Now, turning on to page 4, we have the breakdown of the net interest margin already mentioned and the main items of the income statement. Regarding the P&L, comparing both quarters of this year, there has been a net interest margin increase associated with the growth of interest-earning assets. The revenue from financial intermediation have increased in the second quarter compared to the first one due to an increase in the volume of credits assigned without recourse. And this led to a gross profit from financial intermediation to reach 280 million reais, 3% higher than last quarter. On the next page, on slide 5, we have a chart with the quarterly asset origination and a table with the monthly average origination by segment. This quarter, the origination averaged 1.2 billion in line with both comparable quarters due to the factors already mentioned, like World Cup, payroll loan portability, and the vehicle market moment, as well as the refinement in the real estate credit origination process, just like we did in other business lines. And the highlight in this quarter was for the corporate loans, which reported a stronger origination supported by the team maturity level. On page 6, we have the composition of the loan portfolio. And on the first table, we can see that vehicle financing remains as the main segment in the bank, with almost with half of the bank's portfolio. In second place, we have the corporate portfolio with 23% share, and payroll loan with 14%. And we can observe that in each quarter, we advance in the strategy of diversifying the portfolio. The loan portfolio with retained results in the chart on the left bottom has remained stable comparing to the last quarter, mainly due to the higher volume of credit assignments to meet the minimum capital required. And on the other hand, it has increased almost 14% when comparing to the same quarter of last year, reaching this way almost 16 billion reais as a outstanding balance. And again, the ongoing capital increase will enable this portfolio to grow even more. On the figure on the right side, we observe that the quality has been maintained, and this derives from the more conservative position in the origination of new loans, and also for the focus on lower risk segments, which englobes corporate, real estate, payroll, and new car financing. On page 7, we see that the net ALL expenses was of 181 million of reais in this quarter, above the 171 million of last quarter. And if we break down this value, we notice that this growth is explained by a particular behavior in the corporate portfolio, while consumer loan and financing has presented a reduction of something around 5% in the net expenses, which is in line with what the bank has been trying to achieve with its credit approval process. On slide 8, we show a summary of expenses of the bank, and there has been a 1% decrease in the costs compared to the last quarter and a 2.5% decrease compared to the same quarter of 2013. The increase that we see on other administrative expenses is mainly related to credit origination expenses and marketing, which will also foster the production on next quarters. Therefore, discounting inflation, expenses have fallen significantly in real terms, maintaining a decline in the rational use of the bank's resources. On page 9, we have more information about the vehicle origination, and we observe that the mix has been very similar in both quarters, and the chart on the left bottom also shows that the average down payment and average term of the originated portfolio was in line with the last quarter, and also keeping a conservative approach. And as for origination, we also see that it's very pulverized, and it, the 10 largest groups, for instance, only account for 11% of the origination, which is very good. On the next slide, we have two important charts with the evolution of delinquency per vintage of vehicle financing. The left one shows light vehicles, and the right one shows the motorcycle delinquency per vintage. And it is clear in both figures, in both charts, that all the process that has been reviewed in the bank has been contributing to the better performance of the originated portfolios since the second half of 2011. Moving on to the next slide, we have the evolution of the payroll deductible loans portfolio. And in this quarter, fund disbursed 846 million reais in this type of loans, affected by the factors already mentioned, such as World Cup and the portability in this segment. And it is interesting to notice that these factors, they affected both the origination on the branches and also in the correspondent banking. Even so, the portfolio balance raised almost 4%, reaching 2.3 billion in this quarter. On slide 12, we can see that corporate origination loans reached 950 million reais, which is 23% higher than the previous one. And the industry has kept its movement of diversifying within its own segments. The portfolio itself reached 3.66 billion reais at the end of this quarter, 9% higher than the last one, and 23% higher than the second quarter of 2013. Moving forward to the next slide, we noticed that Banco Pan granted 160 million reais in mortgage loans in this quarter, and this reduction, also the first quarter, is explained by the refinements on the origination systems and processes as occurred in other business lines to reach the desired origination. The highlight in this quarter was the origination at Brazilian Securities, acquiring 26 million reais in real estate receivables. On page 14, we have some data on the insurance portfolio. We also see that credit insurance remains as the main source of premiums, but the others as consortium, vehicle compulsory insurance, and credit cards are increasing its share on the premium revenue. Looking at the evolution of the premiums, we had 174 million reais premiums this quarter, and the net income stood at 16 million reais, an increase of 27% compared to the last quarter. Shareholders' equity stood at 151 million in the end of this quarter, 11% above the last one. And just to make a quick note here, the drop from the fourth quarter to the first one was due to a dividends distribution of 55 million reais. As for funding on page 15, we continue to expand, reaching $18.8 billion, and kept the trend of exchanging more expensive liabilities inherited from the past by lines with more competitive market costs, reflecting the improvement in funds' credit risk perception. Both charts on the bottom show this movement, and the PGE, for instance, ended at 217 million reais, and credits assigned with recourse decreased 34%, ending at 245 million reais. On page 16, we show the Basel ratio, which stood at 11.5%. It is noteworthy that our operating agreements allow us to assign credits without recourse and operate safely even at lower levels of Basel ratio. The operating margin stood at 40 million reais. And as we mentioned before, the ongoing capital increase by common and preferred shares up to 1.5 billion will allow us to grow significantly our portfolio, this way increasing our revenues and expediting the tax credit consumption as planned. Finally, on page 17, you have some information related to our stocks. From now on, our trading ticker will be BPAN4 for the preferred shares, and the total financial volume traded this quarter was of 33 million reais with a daily average of 560,000 reais. In this period, the stock price fell 5%, ending the quarter quoted at 3.44 reais, while the Bovespa grew by almost 6%. And at the end of June, the market value of fund was of 1.8 billion reais. And with that, we conclude the presentation and open the session for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. I'll remember you again. If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star 1. And if you'd like to remove yourself from the question, star 2. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, just please dial star 1. Since there seems to be no further questions, I'd like to turn the floor over to Mr. Inácio Caminha for his final remarks.
Thank you all again for participating in this conference call. I look forward to seeing you on the next quarter, and have a great day.
This concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.